spread it all over it, and that kills it.
Now, say in a war, you know, if a bullet goes through your arm, say you've got a what?
An injured arm.
Uh-huh.
And they have to put it in a sling and put a turnpike on it.
Uh-huh.
You know, tunic. What do you call it? Take a cloth and keep the blood from so they can get into the hospital.
Okay, and if somebody got shot or got stabbed, you'd say you got the doctor to look at the what? What did he look at them?
Look at the where he was shot at.
What would you call that place where he was shot at? Look at his what?
Arm.
Or what if it wasn't his arm or anywhere, you'd say you want to look at the...
Just get him on a stretcher and undress him and look at him in the eye. On his chest.
Well, what do you call that little place where the bullet went in? You say that's where he got what?
Got the bullet.
Would you ever say he got wounded or anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so what would you call the place where he got one?
Wounded in the arm.
And that place is his what?
Where? Calling where it's below his belt.
Well, if it was on his arm, say he got wounded, so you call the place where he got wounded for what?
Below the elbow.
Okay.
Oh, up.
No, I'm not worried about where it is, but what you call it? Would you call it a wound or anything like that?
A wound. Called it a wound.
Okay.
Nothing but.
Right. That's what I was trying to get you to say. Okay. Now, when a wound doesn't heal clean, a white sort of granular substance might form around the edge, and sometimes it has to be cut or burned out with alum. You say it's a what? It's what?
It's blood poison is setting in.
Okay. Well, no, it's not from blood poison. It's just white stuff. It's some kind of flesh. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I know. I know if the white stuff gets around it, dog, it needs to be. The doctor needs to see it right away.
Okay. Well, have you ever heard of proud flesh? Okay. And then if you get a little cut on your finger, what do you put on it to avoid an infection? Just a little cut.
Mm-hmm.
What might you put on it?
And put methylene, mercure cone.
What's the kind of stings real bad they used to use all the time?
Methylene, I think. It stings like the dickens.
Okay. You think anything else?
No. Wait. I think like if you get burned. I know I had a cook once. She burned her hand real bad. And instead of letting me bandage it up, she takes it and puts it over the fire and let it continue to burn some more. That takes the fire out of the fire. Now you think that's a joke, Mr.
That sounds crazy,
I don't know. Well, that's crazy. I wouldn't have done it.
Well, can you think of anything besides the thylage that you put on there?
Vaseline, they use Vaseline.
On a cut? I'm talking about on a cut.
Mentholatum, on a thylage.